Day 8. Have imaginary coffee with your ideal customer. So in the appendix of the Side Hustle book, I included an exercise, a little activity based on the experience of a friend of mine named John Lee Dumas. And John has a popular podcast called Entrepreneur on Fire. And before he started it, he spent a lot of time thinking about the people he was making it for. And the approach he took to this was interesting. Instead of thinking about a specific demographic, instead of saying, okay, I'm making the show for men ages, 30 to 35 with a college degree or whatever it is, he thought about a single person. He spent all this time kind of imagining this person, and he even gave him a name. He called this person Jimmy, and he wrote something like more than 1,200 words about Jimmy's life. He wrote about what Jimmy did, about his routine, his work, his struggles, his aspirations. Like, who really was this person? And then later, as he worked on the show, he thought about Jimmy. When he thought about how to do his little monologue, when he thought about how to craft his messaging, his tagline, the kind of energy that he would use each day, to him, Jimmy represented the kind of person that he most wanted to serve. Now, on Side Hustle School, I do something similar. I actually haven't named my ideal listener like John did, but I do think about them a lot. And I talk about this from time to time, like this person, this ideal listener, this ideal person out there is somebody who doesn't necessarily want to be an entrepreneur, have a big startup. Maybe they even like their job, but they're trying to create personal freedom for themselves. They're trying to create more than one source of income, like I talk about literally every single day on the show, and then obviously throughout this course as well. Like, I want to help people have more options and choice and decision-making ability over their lives so that they can do what's important to them. So I think a lot about those values, and I think about people's resourcefulness. I tend to make the show for people who are smart and resourceful and can figure things out, but they do need some help, which is not bad. Like, we all need help in different ways. They need someone to guide them along and show them, okay, here's what's essential. Here's what you don't have to worry about. Don't get bogged down on these details, but do focus on this. And as I said, that's what I try to do every day. So as you make progress on your side hustle journey, you get closer to launch, or even if you've already launched, you're just trying to improve, refine, make more money, be more successful, reach more people. Thinking about your ideal customer and really kind of honing in on this can help a lot. Most important rule to thinking like this is never target everyone. I was at an event recently and someone in the audience said that her target market was people ages 40 to 60. And I was like, okay, all of them? That's an enormous group. I understand that in general, people ages 40 to 60 have different general needs than people age 20 to 30 or whatever, but still this is like super, super broad. And somebody else at a different event said she was putting together YouTube makeup tutorials for preteen or Gen Z girls. And I thought, okay, that's better for sure, but still it's pretty broad. Is every preteen or Gen Z girl the same? Do they all have the same needs, aspirations, and struggles? Maybe there's some commonality there. I don't know for sure, but I bet you could get even more specific about who you're trying to serve. And the point is, by thinking about that one person, by thinking about who they represent, you're much more likely to think of them in more depth. It's not just about their age, gender, socioeconomic status, and so on. It's about their hopes and dreams. It's about what do they need the most? How can you help them get that? If you can meet people's desperate need, like something that they are deeply longing for, the kind of identity or belonging or freedom, independence, whatever it is, that is far more powerful than selling them a t-shirt or whatever it is that you're selling. Which is not to say that you shouldn't sell t-shirts, because t-shirts can represent all of those things that I just mentioned. But it is about making that deeper connection. So on your worksheet, you have two tasks. First one is start with one. Every side hustle has a target customer, a specific type of person that its product or service is designed for, will best serve. And sometimes these target customers are called avatars. That's like the marketing term. But you can also just think of them as your people. So you got a few questions to answer. This is really important. Who is your ideal customer? And by the way, you should be thinking about this for, one particular side hustle, one particular offer that you're making. We're going to talk about offers very soon. What does your ideal customer care about? What is important to them? What are their values? And what does your ideal customer want? Like, at the end of the day, what are they seeking? What are they searching for? You want to pinpoint this so that you can match your offer specifically to those needs. Now, the second step is optional, is to write a letter to your ideal customer. You don't have to do this. This definitely gets more in depth. But if you have an idea of who that customer is, but you're having trouble figuring out their pain points, it may help to have this kind of extended one-way conversation with them. One way to do that is to write a letter to them, show that you understand their needs, propose a solution, and then build a relationship with them. So we'll include an example letter on the member site. And if you have the book, you can look at appendix number 3 for even more details. But whether you write a letter or not, make sure you answer those questions. Once again, who is your ideal customer? What does your ideal customer care about? And what does your ideal customer want? Think about that, get to work, and I'll see you in the next module.